Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mets lose to this bad Twins team. Hopefully they win two out of three. Can't lose a series to those guys. But Juan Soto hits a home run. Another one last night. Big celebration as he's out rounding the bases, and some backlash over his comments about Aaron Judge hitting behind him and no longer has the best hitter in baseball hitting behind him, and they're pitching to him differently. I think that that is probably true, and I understand that Pete Alonso has had a great season, but you know, Aaron Judge is still Aaron Judge. We talk about him outside of Shohei Ohtani as the best player in baseball. He's one of the best hitters I've ever seen. So, you know, I don't think that Juan Soto is making something like that up. I think he's being honest. It's just that, you know, Met and Yankee fans right now are at this fever pitch, and this rivalry is as strong as it's been over this Juan Soto thing since they faced each other in the World Series in 2000. So anytime that Juan Soto says something about the Mets, like, oh, the Mets' future is brighter than the Yankees or their farm system, then all the Met fans go, ah, you idiots, told you. And then when Juan Soto says something like, oh, we've got Aaron Judge in the lineup and I don't have the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me, then the Yankee fans go, ah, you guys suck. We're still the Yankees. We have Aaron Judge. And it goes back and forth. But as far as what Juan Soto said, I don't have an issue with that at all, because I don't think he's making an excuse, and it's an explanation, and he's going to have to figure that out. He's going to have to be better. He will be better. And if you're a Mets fan and you're annoyed by that, get over it, because this guy's going to be here for a long-ass time, and you're going to need him to be great if you want to finally see another championship since 1986.
Seems like he's starting to heat up a little bit now. And when the weather gets warmer and they come home and play the Cardinals this weekend, I think it's going to be nice this weekend. So hopefully the warm weather will bring out the better player. But, I think what he was doing was giving a compliment to Aaron Judge, and people took it as a slight against Pete Alonso. And you and I sat here for months and months and months saying that Pete Alonso needs to be in this lineup. He needs to hit behind Juan Soto. And if he gets off to a great start, he should have a great year. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So maybe at the end of this year, Juan Soto, while trying to, I think, say something really nice about somebody that he respects in Aaron Judge, we in the media then tend to just run with it and completely blow it up as if it were a insult to the guy behind him.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's the media as much as it is the fans and the social media and everybody trying to one-up the other one. The Met fan trying to one-up the Yankee fan who had to deal with the off-season of Juan Soto going to the Mets, and everybody saying, oh, look at that, you know, now you got plan B, you're signing a bunch of old guys and washed-up players, and Gerrit Cole gets hurt, and it's just like, you know, it's just these fans, these sensitive fans going back and forth. I don't even know if it's a media-driven situation. Let's not forget, too, by the way, you know, when Juan Soto struck out in game one of the season in Houston, you know, he said, I had no problem taking a walk there because I've got someone behind me who's a great hitter, a power bat, someone hit the ball out of the park. I mean, he sat there and complimented Pete Alonso up and down. No one remembers that. And by the way, it's not like he said, If Juan Soto said something along the lines of, you know, man, it's tough not being in a lineup with Anthony Rizzo, then you'd be like, okay, that's weird. He's talking about Aaron Judge. He's the best hitter in the game. He's allowed to say that.
Yeah, but I also know that when you're making $765 million and $121 million of that this year, I would say that, you know, I don't necessarily know that I would go down that road. I would try to be a little bit more political and say the right things. And I know it would be Melba Toast, and people would say that, you know, we appreciate the guys being honest. And he is being honest. I mean, let's face it, he's right in what he is saying. But the way that certain fans took this, and the way when I say the media, I mean the talk shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the talk shows, that, you know, that's what we do for, you know, for a living and everything else. I initially read that as a compliment to Aaron Judge. That's how I read it.
Yeah.
I mean, and quite frankly, I then I said to myself, well, you know, if you wanted Aaron Judge to be in that lineup with you, just accept the $700 million that they offered you.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of fans would say. But I mean, he wanted to be here. He got paid more money. That's probably the reason why he wanted to be here. But he's here, and I just... You know, I think what there's so much of this back and forth with the fan that is going to continue the entire season. I mean, this is what it is. I mean, you know, the group text going back and forth. Anytime that a Met fan can get something on a Yankee fan, they're going to do it. Anytime that a Yankee fan can get something on a Met fan, they're going to do it. But Juan Soto, there's in no way do I think that Juan Soto, if he could do it over again, wants to be a Yankee over a Met. And just, you know, I understand the money is crazy, but that's over now. He is here and he has to be great. So at least at this point of me watching Juan Soto as a Met, I'm rooting like hell for him to be awesome because I know he has to be for them to win a World Series. And I'm not going to look for reasons to criticize him as opposed to look for reasons to prop him up and say, this is our guy. He's our guy now.
Yeah.
He's our guy.
You know, he's basically on base every game.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you walk. It's okay if you are, you know, in the ninth inning. What do you want him to do, swing at 3 bad pitches?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to swing at 3 bad pitches because he's too disciplined. And the one thing I will say about him, you know, I don't think he's a five-tool player. I've said that before. But he competes in the batter's box. He really competes in the batter's box. And by all accounts, you know, the guys seem to like him. You know, they liked him at the Yankees. They like him with the Mets. You know, he set the standard now for the new contracts, he and Shohei Ohtani. And if I'm a player in Major League Baseball, I'm thankful that he did that.
Yeah.
So I'm with you, man. I'm a Met fan. I want him to do well. He's on base. And look at the effect he's having on Pete right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's another part of this. It's not, you know, when you're looking at the numbers for Juan Soto and dissecting them and saying that he has to be better, sure, if he has to be, you know, get to the numbers that he has been his entire career because that's what you paid for. But if you're going to get this out of Pete Alonso the entire year, you weren't getting that if Juan Soto didn't sign as a Met. You just were not getting that. And the happiest man in the world about the Juan Soto signing is Pete Alonso, because every single at-bat that he continues to do this is a, you know, you could hear the cha-ching that Eddie plays all the time. So it's the team has been playing really well. Last night was gross, but the team's playing really well. I expect them to win today, even with a bullpen game. They're just that much better. The offense is going to have to carry them today. And, you know, they're off to a great start. It really doesn't matter how they do it. I mean, hell, I mean, the Mets went on that magical run last year without Pete Alonso doing a goddamn thing until that Milwaukee game where he hits the three-run homer. Do we care that much? No.
It was Jose Iglesias' year last year.
Right.
If you think about it, and Francisco Lindor's second half.
And Mark Vientos in the postseason, and, you know, Sean Manaea in the way that he was pitching, and all these other guys. I mean, as long as you're there in the end and having, you know, playoff baseball games, I'm not going to be looking at your OPS.
Yeah. The amazing thing is, here we are, it's going to be game 18 today, and they're already going into the bullpen. Who are the five starters? No team seems to make it.
This is an illness. Obviously, they have their issue. You know, Manaea being hurt before the season is tough. But, you know, it's not like this is not like another like rotator cuff situation or anything like that. I mean, he is hurt. It sucks that you have to have the bullpen game in a getaway day. But it is what it is.
Well, it could be good for a getaway day. You know, guys like to swing at the first pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Get the hell out of there. Umpires like to call those strikes.
Especially in cold Minnesota. Let's go.
Come on.
Let's get the hell out of here. We don't want any part of this.
Guys are miserable. You can see it.